This podcast is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, all-American steaks and savings with code word Howie. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie in the search bar. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you were to grade Joe Biden's abilities to keep his promises of opening schools, Joe Biden's report card, he deserves an F.
Why? Why did you fail?
It's too obvious.
They make really bad decisions.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is an incredible honor, and it's amazing. Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country.
Were you dropped on your head as a toddler?
Could be.
Thank you, thank you. And as for our friend from Wisconsin, I hope he enjoyed his Thursday evening.
I slept like a freaking baby last night.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We've seen this movie before. When prevention measures like mask mandates are rolled back, cases go up.
They're trying to concoct and manufacture a narrative, but they don't have the facts to back it up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Headline in the Daily Mail, famed New York City restaurants opening in Miami due to lax COVID-19 restrictions. Lax due to wise COVID-19 restrictions have seen business boom with three-month-long wait lists as Realtor reveals 150 other New York City restaurants are now looking for space in Florida. It says celebrity favorites, including Carbone, Cote and San Ambrose have already opened. San Ambrose has a place right down the street from me. That's a very popular New York City or Long Island. I don't know where it is exactly, but it's pretty popular. Let's see. Evidence shows most migrant children are teenagers. This is from Breitbart. Part of politics. More than three quarters of the child migrants who recently crossed the border are teenagers who claim ages of 15 to 17. And again, I remind you of that middle school in Lynn where they had people that were 20, 22, 23 claiming to be 13 years old, and they were hanging out with these young American kids. God only knows what was going on. This was the last time we had a Democrat president who was letting in undocumented Democrats by the thousands. People were getting chopped up by the MS-13 gangbangers that were coming across the border. All the federal indictments just cited John Doe. John Doe did this. John Doe did that. John Doe did this. Because they don't know their names. 844-500-4242, another one. Joe Biden will hold his first presidential press conference by the end of the month, White House says. That doesn't change our poll question, though, because you have to believe that they're going to hold a press conference. I don't. So the Boston Herald, my newspaper, has been trying to figure out how much these vaccination sites are costing the state. And we're starting to get the contracts about how much it's costing. The weekly price tag for Gillette Stadium, $625,440 a week. $625,000 a week, including $280,000 for expenses and $344,000 minimum. Fenway Park, $540,000 a week, $235,000 expenses and $304,000 minimum payments for those vaccines. By the way, the state's being charged $45 per vaccine, which is double the Medicare rate. Natick Mall, that's going to be even more expensive than Fenway or Gillette, $735,000 a week for the Natick Mall. And the state is also on the hook, and I guess in addition to the $735,000, the state is on the hook in Natick for $178,000 per month for police details, security, signs, and ambulances. And again, I think they opened the Natick site because the state Senate president is Karen Spilka. She's from Ashland, which is in that same general area, you know, Natick, Framingham, Ashland. And so she wanted one in her area, and there wasn't a single place to get a central location in Metro West. So she insisted, and they came up with that, and it's costing us $735,000 a week. But hey, they're getting a bailout. They're getting a bailout, they say. If this $1.9 trillion hack-a-rama package passes the Senate, Massachusetts stands to get $8.2 billion. $8.2 billion. 617. WTF, I knew that jerk John Henry was profiting mightily by being a vax venue and there is no parking. ! I think they're paying this to the companies. The companies are actually renting the facility, so we don't know how much John Henry is getting, or Bob Kraft is getting, or the owners of the Natick Mall are getting. Actually, I think they're the people who are administering the vaccine. All these new companies have been set up in the last year to kind of take advantage of this situation, They're turning a profit. Someone's got to do it. 844-500-4242. I wonder if these companies have ever donated any money to Charlie Parker. These were all no-bid contracts, by the way. No, that's nice. Can I get me a no-bid contract for $735,000 a week? I'd be willing to take those expenses. If I got a $735,000 a week contract, I would be willing to pick up the $45,000 a week tab for the details and the security and the signs and the ambulances. Because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm a generous guy. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour and as we head into the weekend. And we've got some more cuts to play, a lot of cuts to play. Maybe we'll play some of these Charlotte Bennett cuts. I got to say, it's the first time I've ever seen anything on the CBS Evening News that I was interested in since I can't even remember when. This woman, Charlotte Bennett, she was pretty impressive, I got to say, talking about Cuomo coming on to her. And I have no doubt that she's totally telling the truth. 844-500-4242. How do all those people that made those slobbering comments about Cuomo feel now? What did Ellen DeGeneres say? She was a Cuomo-sexual, right? They endorsed his stupid book and his brilliant, courageous leadership, killing all those old people. They didn't even care. Everybody knew they were killing old people. I mean, it wasn't a secret. They even knew they were cooking the books on the nursing home deaths, and nobody ever said anything until Trump was out of the White House, and he had served his purpose. He was a patsy, like a Lee Harvey Oswald said he was a patsy. I wonder if Cuomo thinks he's a patsy now. 844-500-4242. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Howie, love your show. Howie, I was in Walmart 2 hours ago, and I saw all the Dr. Seuss books. There's a lady with three kids looking at all the books. She said every book is available at Walmart.
Session, he wrote a ton of books. Did you see McGilligan's Pool or Mulberry Street? If I Ran the Zoo, those are three of them that they took out. Three of the better ones.
Okay. But the lady, I asked the mother, she said all the books are available. That's what she told me when she was looking at the books. I looked at the books, like there are 10 or 11, but I didn't look in detail in the title because I was shopping for something else. But Howie, my gripe is this. The House Resolution Bill, House HR 1, and the COVID, American Recovery Act. Why are the Republicans not fighting this? And they are criticizing like Mitch McConnell and... what's his name, Karl Rove, are criticizing Trump instead of fighting the Democrats.
I know.
And Speaker Pelosi is trying to destroy the Republicans by, you know, looking at this, what do you call, armed insurrection. There were no 1 million people with no, not one of them bought guns.
I know. Not one firearm recovered. Not one. And that's an armed insurrection. And the police officer that died, he was not beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. There's no video. They've looked at every bit of video. And his mother says he died of, I think, a stroke, and his brother says he died of maybe being pepper sprayed, but it had nothing to do with any fire extinguishers or Trump supporters. So yeah, I'm with you. I think they believe they have the votes to kill H1 in the Senate, but it's really, I mean, that's the scariest bill of all. I mean, you can close the borders again. I mean, it's going to do immeasurable damage to let all these freeloaders into the country, and many of them criminals. But you can close the border. I mean, once you've destroyed the election process, which is what H1 is all about, I mean, there's no turning back from that. It's all over. I mean, that's the one that's got to be stopped. Under no circumstances can the Senate approve that. But you know, as long as they have the filibuster, I don't think they can get it onto the floor. So I think it should be okay. Keeping my fingers crossed, but you never know. Thanks for the call, Session. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
They were giving away the Corona shots at the Cape Cod Melody tent, and first thing I thought of is how much is the Melody tent owner getting for them to do this? In other words, paying rent for the space, like you said, at Patriot Stadium and at Fenway Park. Not only did it do that, it completely gridlocked that end of Hyannis when they were giving away.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, that's right in the center there, right?
Oh yeah. It's like three major roads come to
right.
It. And there is a way around it, but once you get into a certain point, you're dead. You're caught, you know? and it didn't move. And I called the police, and I says, what's going on? And they said, there's the Corona shot, the Melody tent. I go, you're kidding me. And I suggested, why don't they go to Craigville Beach? It's 10 minutes away. They can accommodate thousands of parking. They can, you know, it could be done so easy, you know?
But, you know, people just wanted, Bob, people down on the Cape wanted somewhere to go. You know, it was like Metro West. There was nowhere to go for a long time, so they finally set something up. They had to get something because everybody on the Cape was complaining. So I guess the Melody tent was the first place that became available. And, again, I don't think the Melody tent was running the thing. Melody tent rented it to one of these private companies, and the private company is the one that's getting the big payoffs from the state. I'm sure Melody tent owners are getting some money, just like Kraft and John Henry and the owners of the Natick Mall. Who owns the Natick Mall? Is that the Simon Group? That's the biggest mall company in the country. I'll bet they own it. Thanks for the call, though, Bob. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour, 844-500-4242. Why didn't Charlie Parker use UMass campuses for vax sites? That's a good question. I think that's been raised before. I don't know why they didn't. Would they have to have – they would have had to brought back all the UMass the UMass staff that's down in the Caribbean vacationing, a year-long vacation, all the ones that make $300,000, $400,000 a year, haven't done anything all year. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
So, today, the $15 minimum wage is in that $1.9 trillion package. But the $15 minimum wage went down in flames today when 8 members of the Senate Democrat caucus, 8 out of 50, voted against it. Wow. That they included, you'd be expecting Manchin, right, and Sinema. Those are the two swing votes. But guess what? Shaheen and Hassan from New Hampshire voted against it. John Tester from Montana. Tom Carper, Delaware. And Angus King in Maine voted against it? Wow. He's an independent, but he's a Democrat. So three of the eight Democrat votes against the $15 minimum wage were people from New England. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Stop the trips to the supermarket and get high-quality meats from Omaha Steaks. They're great. I'm going to have some filet mignon this weekend. I'm going to have some burgers this weekend, maybe even some pork chops. Maybe the pork chops Monday. To order and save $10, go to omahasteaks.com and put code word Howie on the search bar. This is a hell of a deal, and you get a better deal if you put in code word Howie on the search bar, omahasteaks.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden have a one-on-one press conference by the end of March?
Well, they say he will, but I doubt it. No.
94% say no, he will not.
844-500-4242. There are a bunch of hate crimes against Asians now. Asians are being attacked in the Bay Area of California, and they're also being attacked in New York. Just yesterday, an Asian man was stabbed during a squabble with a stranger at a Brooklyn subway station, the latest in a surge of both transit violence and attacks on Asians. The 37-year-old victim was on a northbound J train in Williamsburg when he got into the beef. The victim was stabbed in the neck and head with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident follows an unprovoked Tuesday night attack on a 56-year-old Asian at a Lower East Side subway station. The assailant pummeled him in an unprovoked attack and then ran off without saying a word. Police also released surveillance footage of a suspect in the February 24th assault on a 30-year-old strap hanger. In that case, cops said the victim got into an argument with an attacker who slammed him with a cane. Nice. Things are looking up in the Big Apple. I'm sure people will be rushing back from Florida to New York City. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Just wanted to give you a little what's going on the street. So in October, I got a notice from the New Hampshire unemployment office that I was going to be collecting unemployment benefits. So somebody filed a fraudulent claim there. So I called them up, let them know, and they said, yeah, we'll take care of it. We'll put a block on it. So, and I've been following up every month since, saying, you sure you got a block on it? Can you send me some paperwork just to show me that this is blocked? I just got a letter today saying, oh, we're going to pay you on your claim today. So they listed two businesses, one which is the company I currently work at and some pool company. And so I called, you know, the pool company, which I never heard of, and then my own company. I said, you know, they're going to try to file a claim, collect benefits on this. So
right.
My company said, we're already dealing with hundreds of these false unemployment
right.
claims. And the pool company said, yeah, we've got a couple dozen already that they're filing against us to try to collect these claims. And nobody's stopping it. And
where are they want to send these checks to? Do they want to send them to New Hampshire, or do they want to send them to Bangladesh or someplace like that?
Right. I don't know where they're going, but they did it, and no one's stopping them. Even New Hampshire, they said, we're so overwhelmed right now, we can't even keep up with it.
Here's the next question, Bill. Are you going to have to pay taxes on this unemployment benefits that somebody ripped off from you? That's the key, isn't it?
That's the first thing I said to them when I called. Yep. That's the first thing I said to them when I called. I said, if I'm going to have to pay taxes on this, ugh.
Yeah. Good luck, Bill. Rhode Island announced today 43% of their claims are fraudulent. That's good. Compared to most other states, that's pretty good. 43% are fraudulent. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. House Democrats postponed plans on a vote on President Biden's immigration reform bill. They should put that in quotation marks. After a whip count revealed it might not pass, according to a report. The bill would create a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million illegal aliens in the United States. Like, there were 11 million 20 years ago. How many do you think there are now? after they've been ringing the dinner bell for, you know, the entire 8 years of Obama, Biden, and now Biden Harris. Republicans say that would spur a rush to the border of new aliens, and Democrats with a narrow edge of 10 seats can spare few defections. Well, let's hope they get enough defections to kill it. 844 before they kill the country. 844-500-4242. Howard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Howard.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm just calling because I'm actually a mental health professional, and I was heard what you said about the movie Psycho. First of all, you can't take much that TCM says very seriously because they make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
They said that Woody Allen was born in, like, Long Beach, Long Island, when we know he was born in Brooklyn. But anyway, in terms of the they don't mention transgender. They wouldn't even use the term back in 1960. One of the people mentions transvestite, and the point is that he's not a transvestite. He's a guy who killed his mother, can't bear the fact that he killed his mother. It's too impossible to bear, so he has to keep her the
body,
the image of her alive in order to not kill himself. So
right.
That's basically what that, and that's all explained very well by Simon Oakland, by the way. He does a very nice job in that movie.
Oh, the movie's a classic. If they banned Psycho, Howard, I mean, it's really over, isn't it, for all movies? There's some of these movies on the list I never even heard of. They're movies from the 40s. They look like they're these B-movies. Like were put out by Monogram or Republic Pictures. I don't even know what they are, but it's just crazy. How about Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Howard?
Not a musical guy either, but you know, I just can't imagine how that would make that list. So, I mean, it's just amazing to me.
I mean, I guess I was watching some, you know, greatest Hollywood hits or something like that, just a compilation of great moments in musicals. And I saw that and I thought, wow, that's an amazing scene because they're building a house. And I kept thinking, they got 14 dancers, probably more than 14, and they're doing all these athletic things and jumping up and down and from the second floor. And I thought, how many takes did it take? I mean, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking they kidnapped these women. Oh no, seven women were kidnapped. It's just absurd. You ought to check this out though. This is Turner Classic Movies this month is doing they do these retrospectives. You know, one month it'll be Gary Cooper movies, then it'll be Robert De Niro movies. So this week it's problematic movies. Thanks for the call, Howard. And the thought that did anyone ever think of Norman Bates as a transsexual? Did anyone ever think Norman Bates wanted to take part in the Connecticut female high school track and field competition? I don't think so. I don't think so. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you a couple things. I was in the union for 14 years, all the schools that we did back in the day, Masco and Boston, all over the place, they had to take the low bid if there was federal money involved. So that's one thing I wanted to ask you. And number two,
you mean how did Charlie Baker give no bid contracts for all these mega $1 million projects?
Yes, that's one thing.
I'm gonna guess, Rocky. It's in an emergency. They're calling all of this stuff an emergency. This is all being done under legislation that was passed in 1950 at the height of the Cold War. And so this is supposed to be dealing with a foreign invasion. You know, like if the Russians were landing troops on the beach, you wouldn't have time to do an RFP for sandbags. You just take whatever sandbags you could. I assume that's what this is based on. And the other thing is they don't care about the money because they think they're going to get this massive payoff from the feds, which they apparently are if this bill passes, $8.2 billion. That was announced last week. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howie. The other thing I want to ask you is this: this guy Fauci or Fauci? No, Fauci is on McHale's Navy. Fauci, there. How can he be an expert on something that's never been in the history of mankind come to this globe? How is he an authority on something that we don't know anything about? How does that work?
I I don't know, Rocky. How many times has he declared that there was going to be a spike in COVID cases? How many times?
100.
Yeah.
Probably 100.
I mean, this is it. Talk about a standing headline. Fauci sees spike in COVID cases. So this way, they all go, oh, we better have him on Meet the Press. We better have him on Face the Nation. We better have him on whatever, all those stupid shows. So now he's going to get on all these shows, and he's going to try to scare the bleep out of all the feeble-minded who are still watch these shows. Billy Bulger used to always say that Ray Flynn said he's attracted to the Klieg-likes like a fly. I mean, the same thing applies to Fauci. Fauci is a lot more addicted to Klieg-likes than just about anybody I've ever seen. God, you'd think he would have had enough of this. What does it matter after you get your 1 millionth appearance on these stupid shows? Thanks for the call, Rocky. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, good.
I'll just tell you from the start, I'm 71, I'm a lifelong Democrat. But that was up until about 20 years ago when the Democratic Party of my father vanished. And, I mean, my father was a shop steward at a factory. So I was definitely Democrat all the way growing up. But it's got so ridiculous here with the giveaways and you see your paycheck dwindling all the time. But what I can't understand is why the Republicans don't spend every dime that's in their war chest, and they should have put out TV ads. They should have had planes flying overhead with check out the COVID bill and what's in it. I mean, the general, even the Democratic normal working person is going to see all the waste in there and all the pork.
Right. Right. How about Mike? Here's just one part. We talked about the $1,400 a week for all Democrat hacks who can claim that they have kids. How about this one? They want to spend money to save Native American languages. What I mean, okay, you want to save the Native American languages? That's fine, but what the hell does that have to do with COVID relief? It has nothing to do with COVID relief. There's a million provisions like that. That's why Ron Johnson wanted it read into the record. You know, I mean, he knew, you know, 99.99% of Americans weren't going to be watching it on C-SPAN, but at least, you know, somebody might watch it and someone might be have their interest piqued enough to take a look at it. I mean, it is. It's totally ridiculous. They're taking care of all their constituency groups. Let me just read you some. A lot of the money is going to these community action groups here. I'm looking for it right now. Let's see here. Where is it? I got it somewhere. I'll find it in the next break. These community action groups. You know, like the ACLU. Oh, here it is. I got it. Community-based actions. Now, this is a different one, but it's the same thing. The title of this bill. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. The bill requires an enormous amount of money to be shelled out. And this is they passed this last night in the House, by the way. This is the bill's definition of community-based organizations to which funding will flow. The term community-based organization means a grassroots organization that monitors the issue of police misconduct. That sounds like a full-time job, right? Do you get to put in overtime for monitoring the issue of police misconduct?
Many, many details.
Do you get double time if you work on a federal holiday? And that has a local or national presence and membership. Local membership, that means me and my brother, me and my neighbor, such as National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, the ACLU, Unidos US, the National Urban League, the National Congress of American Indians, or the National Asian Pacific Legal Consortium, NAPLAC. So those are some of these bills are filled with payoffs to these Democrat special interest groups. This is from a bill nobody's heard anything about, and it's more billions of dollars going down the tubes. This atrocity will become law unless we're saved by Joe Manchin or perhaps Kyrsten Sinema. This is how far gone the Democrat Party is. 844-500-4242. Suzanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Hi, Howie. I heard something very refreshing today on a morning talk show.
Yes.
Not TV, on the radio. And about this woman who, in my estimation, should be, I wish she would run for something. She seems to have more ethics than anybody that I've talked about recently or heard.
Who are you talking about?
Carrie Lake. All right, she was a newswoman on Fox 10.
Oh, she's the one who quit. She quit in Phoenix. She said she couldn't take it anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow, what a wonderful woman. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, things like they hate this and they hate that, but they don't have the guts to get up and just walk away and give up their paycheck. And
yeah,
what an example of strength this woman is.
Yeah, I'll try to, when we come back from the break, I'll try to read something about her. I looked at the headlines today. I didn't pull any stories, but yeah, she worked for Fox 10 in Phoenix, and she just said she'd been there for a long time. She worked her way up from reporter to anchor. And she just said she couldn't take it anymore. I'll check it out, Suzanne. Thanks for reminding me of that. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
201 says, every movie President Reagan made must be banned. That's next. Even Bedtime for Bonzo with the chimpanzee? Even Newt Rockne All-American? Well, I guess that would have to go because that's Notre Dame Catholic institution, even though George Gipp was a Protestant. Doesn't matter. That would have to go. How about King's Row? That's Ronald Reagan, supposedly his best movie, where he utters the immortal lines that became the title of his autobiography. Where's the rest of me? They chopped off the mad scientist chopped off his legs. 844. Here's the woman that Susan was talking about, Carrie Lake. She's leaving the Phoenix station, Fox 10, after 22 years. She posted a video on Twitter early Tuesday morning. She said she doesn't like the way journalism has changed since she began working in news. The media needs more balance and coverage and a wider range of viewpoints represented in every newsroom at every level and at each position, she said. In the last few years, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media. I'm sure there are other journalists out there who feel the same way. So there's some puke is writing about this for the Arizona Republic, the big paper out there. And he says, there are members of the media who are justifiably proud of their work in the last few years. For example, when it came to reporting on former President Donald Trump. Oh, were they proud of making up all those stories about the Russian collusion hoax? Or about how James Comey was going to say that he hadn't told President Trump that he was not a target or a subject of the investigation into the phony Russian collusion hoax, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242-508. I think the good doctor, meaning Fauci, lost all credibility when he was on the cover of Vanity Fair. I believe it was sitting in a lounge chair by a pool. How about when he threw out the first pitch of the game and then went up into the stands in Washington and wasn't wearing a mask? That's how seriously he took it. How about when he told 60 Minutes you didn't need to wear a mask? That was just foolishness to think you could prevent a disease by wearing a mask. Is he guilty of disinformation, by the way, for saying that? Or was he guilty of disinformation when he said you only needed one mask when he later said you needed two? And then he backpedaled and said maybe you only need one. 844-500-4242. Wes, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wes.
Hi, Howie Carr. Holy cow, this is awesome. I, long-time listener, thank you so much for taking my call for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just, you know, I wanted to talk about this COVID relief bill real quick, you know, and just the fact that I feel like, you know, I watched the C-SPAN, I listened to all of this and how ridiculous this is. And, you know, as an American, as a veteran of, you know, the United States Air Force, you know, I do not feel like I need to be relieved. I do not need a relief bill. I need a support bill. I need a support me, support my right to go out and earn a decent income for my family, support
well
my ability to make a life for myself. Do not relieve me. Do not give me something. Let me use my freedom as an American to earn it, to go for it. That is what we need, Howie. That is what we need, man.
Thank you, Wes. Thanks for putting it in such succinct terms. And please call back again. 844-500-4242. A Middlesex County grand jury today handed up indictments against an Encore Boston Harbor card dealer and two other people in connection with an alleged scam to pilfer $23,500 over two nights by cheating at the game of baccarat. The dealer was a Jianming Li, 53, of Delaware, and his co-defendants were Jun Zhuang, 41, of New York, and D. Lin, 46, of Philadelphia. You know, Encore, you know, petitioned the governor to open up as an essential business. I'm glad they went back to work, but, you know, were they any more essential than, I don't know, a gym that wasn't allowed to open, or a miniature golf course that wasn't allowed to open? Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
How are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, listen to this number. Out of the $1.9 trillion, they have $160 billion set aside for distribution. That's outrageous.
Right. That's 9%. 9% of the COVID relief package is going to actual COVID relief. Quote-unquote relief, as Wes would say.
And listen to this number. The first round of PPP loans, which was payroll protection, was unlimited. 43,000 millionaires and billionaires got an average check of $1.6 million each. Mm-hmm. Citibank got $2.6 billion all by itself.
Yeah.
And
I know. I personally know the first guy who was indicted for ripping off the system down in Rhode Island. He used to be the program director at a radio station I work at on the Cape. And he stole like $458,000. He's a serial scammer. And they let him go and then he claimed he committed suicide. They had to track him down. He was on the lam. So much scamming. I'm Howie.